Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, kings and queens from around the world in the chat room and on the phone. Welcome to Sunday Psychic Readings with Linus and Miss Nina. We are so glad you are joining and supporting the show. Well, let's talk about November skies. Today is Veterans Day in the USA and it's Remembrance Day in Canada. And I hope that you have remembered a veteran to, you know, help them or thank them for keeping us safe. Also, if you know anybody that's a veteran, you might want to put this out there. Starbucks today across the nation, all Starbucks are giving veterans, sorry, not for the wives and the kids, but the veterans a free cup of coffee, whatever it is that they want, but they'll get one cup of coffee free. So, you know, let your friends or family know. Now, so today is Veterans Day, and don't forget the 22nd is the full moon, so you want to write that down. Also, don't forget tomorrow night we have our show at 6 p.m. And just a note, yep, Mercury retrograde is getting ready to flare up. It'll start this Saturday. So we'll be in Mercury retrograde from November 17th. To December 6th. Mark your calendars. That's November 17th, this Saturday, to December the 6th. And since it's going into fall, you know, hopefully things will turn around and get a little bit better. Don't forget, we are here also, as I said, on Monday night at 6 p.m. Now that it is autumn, wonder what's around the corner in our lives, career, romance, finance, relationship, jobs, moving. We cover it all, and it is our pleasure and honor to answer your questions. Just remember, your destiny can change. You have control of your future. We'll give you the answers to the best of our ability, and what you do with the information is up to you. The phone number to the show is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. And be sure and hit 1 so you can get in the queue. Now, we do daily psychic readings are done at the website, theessenceofsuccess.net. Readings are done every day, Monday through Friday, 11 in the morning till 7 at night. And if you're not ready to schedule a reading, well, at least go to the website and subscribe. We'd really appreciate that. And donate if you can to keep this service continuing. It would be much appreciated. If you have any messages for me or Miss Nina, please go to the website. And I want to tell you, on the front page, the main page of the website, you will always see Sunday and Monday show. So you can go on there and listen to it at your leisure and pleasure. On the radio page, you will see In the Studio and Friday Traffic Jams each week. So you just look at the date, it'll be the current show, but each week. So that will be on the radio page, okay? Let's see, what else? Oh, one more announcement. This coming Wednesday, Harry Pisanas will be on In the Studio, Conversations with Harry Pisanas, at 6 p.m., and we'll be talking about the human psyche and conditions. The show repeats on Saturday the 17th at 2 p.m. Okay, let me bring on my co-host and also the manager of the Essence of Success Radio Network and your moderator in the chat room, Miss Nina.
Good afternoon, everyone. I hope you're all having a wonderful weekend. Mine has been kind of so laid back, however you want to put it. I'm ready for the week to begin, and I hope this week brings better news for everyone, including myself. We've had a lot of problems in my family over the last little bit, and they continue. So if you could just spread a prayer, send a prayer my way, or good wishes, or whatever you can, I'd sure appreciate it. You know, I'm going to do the same for you. Other than that, it's winter up here in Alberta, and I think it's here to stay. So, yeah. Ho-hum, the snow is here.
You have snow today?
Oh, yeah. We know.
Oh, my goodness. You know, it's so cold down here. I said we might get snow before Thanksgiving. But you guys are already in the snow. Bless your heart. Oh,
Snow and freezing rain.
Boy, you beat us to it. Well, did you have any birthdays today, Nina? Or anniversaries?
I do have two birthdays today. Happy birthday, actually today, my friend Jenny. Happy birthday, Jenny. I hope you have a wonderful birthday. And happy birthday to my friend Kay Thorne in heaven. She would have been 81 if she would have remained here on Earth. Happy birthday, Kay. We love you. We miss you.
All right. Amen. Okay. Well, since today is 11-11, 11, because 2018 goes 11, me and Nina have been going back and forth and laughing with each other. But anyway, it's a special day. So let me just give you a little information about 11-11. This special date, 11-11-11, is when the universe will be especially receptive to whatever it is you want to manifest in your life. Be sure to sit down and write out your list or note. That final 11 in the case becomes 2018, and it breaks down to 11. Now, or perhaps there is a house you want to purchase but cannot afford. You can start affirming 11-11, I welcome abundance into my life and having many financial opportunities come my way. As a result, I'll be able to buy the home of my dreams. Treat this day as a spiritual retreat for yourself. You can do yoga, meditation, powerful affirmations, etc. The universe is wide open on this day, and what you focus on can produce some powerful results for the rest of this year. So that's a little information for you on 11-11. I told Nina, I was like, shoot, maybe I'm going to play the lottery. Which I did. I went and got some tickets. Did I win? I don't know. I won't know until tomorrow. But anyway, okay, we're going to do prayers now. Our highest good is now manifesting in every aspect of our lives. We are filled with love, health, joy, and prosperity. The world is blessed with peace and harmony. We are all one with the higher power and the universe. We release all karmic density from our spirit, our minds, and our bodies, from our past, our present, and future, from the earth, moon, and sun to the collective conscious in love. Thank you. We create this impenetrable shield which blocks and prevents all negative energies from assailing us. Now, I'm doing the financial prayer, and I'm going to tell you tonight, I will post it in the blog when the show is over with, so you can go to the blog. I posted in there, but I think it was like a month or so back, so I'm going to post it again. Some people are having really good, I'm not going to say luck, but good changes financially in their lives, whether it's a little bit of money, you know, that helps out here and there, of course, or if it's a great amount of money, but the feedback I'm getting is really great. So if you want to say it, you can go on the blog. It'll be up. You can even print it, you know, or copy and paste, whatever that you want to do to keep it. And I would say the prayer at least three times a day. Not three times in a day, but say it for three times, whether you do it in the morning, the afternoon, or the evening. But at least say it three times and you're done. Okay. Make it happen here and now in this timeline. Something great is about to happen for us. The vibrations and the energies of our souls, our pineal gland, our higher self, gives us financial abundance in all ways. Manifest a sign within 24 hours. Give us what we ask for. Cause and effect. Energies, vibrations, dimensions are opening everywhere right now. Thank you. So be it, our wills be done. Now, like I said, it will be posted on the website after the show. So please do, I'd say it. I tell people at least do it for 7 days because it is working for some folks. Okay, Miss Nina, are we ready to begin?
I say yes, we are ready to begin. And the callers, that two callers that dropped off, if you want to call back, you are assured that you will be on the air today. So, yeah, please call back.
Yes, please do. We're going strong. We had a wonderful, wonderful show last Sunday, and even a better show on Monday. So, yes, please do. All right, well, our first caller is area code 832. Welcome to the show. Who's this?
Hi, this is Dejan.
Hi, Dejan. How are you doing, young man?
I'm doing pretty good.
All right, all right. Always good to hear from you. So what's going on today?
I just wanted to know if you see me and another girl. Her name is Morgan. Meeting together.
Okay.
I've kind of been thinking about her a little bit recently, and I wasn't really sure if that's like psychically or.
Okay. Nice girl. Picking up good off her spirit. She's spiritual, matter of fact. And I'm not saying like she's psychic or in that manner, but she's spiritual, like she believes in God, in the universe. And she believes that things can happen if you believe. So I'll put it like that. Have you gotten in touch with her? You haven't talked to her yet, have you?
No, this was back in, like, I believe middle school, actually. So it's a long time ago.
So how are you going to get in touch with her now? I see a phone, but do you know how to get in touch with her now?
Probably through social media.
Okay, she'd be really surprised to hear from you. Go ahead, Nina.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, my friend, why you haven't reached out to her already.
Well, that's because I don't really actually. Well, I mean, it's been like a very long time, actually. Last time we saw each other was back in middle school, and I'm in college right now, so it's been a very long time. And it's just out of nowhere that I'm starting to think about her just recently, so
you know
I wasn't
what?
Really sure.
Okay. The angels are jumping up and down, and they're really, they want to just step to one, because they are telling me, hello, why don't you just get a hold of her instead of fooling around, man?
Yeah, because I get a good feeling off of her, but I also get that she will be just knocked off her feet, surprised that she's hearing from you. Yeah. But go for it. Yeah, we're both picking up good things on this lady. And she's single. I'm not seeing any men around her. So she is single.
Okay.
Might be a possibility she might have a child. I see a little girl. Maybe about 4 or 5 years old. I'm seeing a little girl. It's not really strong enough to tell me if it's her daughter or not, or like maybe a niece or something. But, yeah, I do see a child around her. But, yeah, she's good people. She's good people. So, yeah, if it's through social media, Twitter, Facebook, Google, do it. Nina and I both are telling you, the angels, do it without hesitation. Yeah, you'll be surprised, too.
And please call us back next Sunday and let us know how it went.
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
Yeah. You better call us, Dejan. I'm putting a star right by your name right now. That you call and let us know. Yeah. You might be really surprised. Ooh. Very good things off this woman. Good things. I like that. We don't get that too often sometimes. So, yep, go for it, bruh. Without hesitation.
All right,
today is 11-11-11. Put it out there. Put it out
I
there.
Will.
Okay. All right, Dejan. Thank you for calling, and we're wishing you the very best. So, scoop
right.
us. Let us know.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Have a blessed week. All right. Area code 267, you're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Donna.
Donna?
Yes.
Okay, welcome to the show, young lady. How are you today?
Okay, thank you, and thank you for taking my call. I'm from Pennsylvania, and I just want you to know for 11-11, I'm focusing on, well, the basics, but I'm really focusing on health and, you know, finances and lots of positivity.
Good. Very good.
So, and love. Do you see any in my future?
Okay, which one would you like for us to concentrate on?
Oh, I'm okay, I guess relationship.
Okay. Now, are you seeing anyone right now or interested in anyone?
No, not really. I was, or I thought I was, but I'm convinced that that's not very good for me, and I'm okay with that, and I want to leave that in the past.
Okay, I just got the name Chester, C-H-E-S-T-E-R. Does that resonate with you?
Chester. No.
No? Okay, well, I got the name Chester.
He lives around Chester, this person. Oh, you can't get out of here.
Your friend lives around a city called Chester?
Yeah, Westchester, Chester, that area.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe that's what I picked up was from him because I just got the word Chester, so. Oh, okay. Drawing a blank, concentrating. Are you seeing anything, Miss Nina?
You know, what I picked up was, all I picked up was water. Now, why did I pick up water? That's all I picked up.
I picked up Chester. Is the last relationship the guy that you said no? Does he live near water?
Somewhat. We had a relationship. We went down to the shore a lot when things were good, you know, the beach, and he always likes to live around, you know. He has a thing with lakes or ponds or and stuff like that.
Okay. So we're going back to this guy. Now, you kicked him to the curb, but spiritually, the angels are showing us we're going back to him. I'm just going to ask, why did you kick him to the curb?
Well, it was basically like a 8-year relationship, but it was rocky. To be honest with you, my intuitiveness tells me that he's really not doing nothing too wrong, but he's something's going on with him, and I have no idea what it is.
Okay.
And
well,
I mean, it's
thinking
a shame
about you
because we did get along very well, and he would be the one, but he's got something going on, and I can't pinpoint it. I thought maybe another woman, but I don't know. Maybe it's finances, and he's a very proud man, so he don't want me to know where he is.
Go ahead. I just picked up something. Go ahead, Nina.
It isn't another woman, that I know for sure. It's got to do with his pride for sure, but you know what? You know why we're not picking up anything else? Is because you are not emotionally free of him yet.
Ow.
Yeah, that's why we're picking up on him. I got stomach cancer. Does he have a problem with his stomach? That's what I got with stomach cancer when you were saying he's prideful. So I don't know if that's something he would share with you or not. But that's what they're showing me right now, that he has stomach cancer. Is it bad? No. but I think it's in its beginning stages.
Oh, no, no, me, I had, I just had something done and I had to scrape my uterus, and it was a, it's a precancerous thing, but it's not cancer, like a cervical thing. And I had ultrasound done, and all's well. It turned out, you know, it's not cancer. I had a biopsy. So you're not picking up on me, maybe?
No.
Mm.
No, this,
no.
No. No,
this is
me.
Him.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is him.
Yeah, he was complaining of stomach ache, and he was always taking that. He said it was stress, pink stuff, and he looked sad. Like when I talked to him, he turned his head. I thought he was ashamed of himself or something. I don't know. He said,
well,
we
don't know how men can have. Go ahead, Nina. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry too, but I don't think you should give up on him. I'm really getting that, and the angels are they're actually getting kind of over anxious here, saying that you're not finished with him yet.
It would be nice if it's I don't want to be sick, but it would be nice if he's not, because I had other readings and they were saying run for your life, but anything with angels in it, they were saying stick by them, and you know, I get mixed things.
Well, you know what? When you go, different psychics will pick up different for you. You've got to go with the ones that you feel you can trust. So
yes.
Yeah. The angels are just telling you, you have to stick by him. You are not finished with him yet, and he is definitely not finished with you. There is no other woman. He has a minor stomach problem, as Lana said, but that is all I'm getting. Lana, are you picking up anything different?
No, that was it. Like I said, it is. It's right at the beginning stages, so it's nothing serious. Maybe irritating or aggravating, yes. But if he gets to a doctor and get that taken care of, it's no big deal. He'll be fine.
His name's Ergen. I'll tell you his name if that means anything. He's Turkish.
Well, yeah, and yeah, that's promoting even stronger for me. Do not give up on him.
Okay, Donna.
Okay, he basically gave up on me. Like, he don't answer my texts, and he comes in and then goes out, comes in, goes, you know, so it's, I guess he'll come around if he wants to open up. Maybe.
Do you two have a communication barrier between you, or when you communicate, do you understand one another?
Well, yes, he understands me because of all the, you know, the stuff that's going on and everything, and he understands that. But like right now, I'm just not. He's not the person that I knew this past almost year. So, yeah, he kind of shuts down. And I do question him a lot because he told me he met someone online when we were on the outs for, like, about 9 months. I had kind of, like, pushed away a little bit, and he met someone online, but it's nothing. He loves me. He wants to be with me. And then, of course, I questioned him and stuff like that because I asked him where he lived, and he kept making excuses. He didn't want to go to his apartment or...
Just communicate with him. Continue to communicate and understand. He's got pride, but he'll come off that pride for you because he cares a great deal about you. And you still care about him. So I'm going to tell you this, Donna, patience. Just have patience and pray about it. I'm sorry?
Oh, my gosh. His brother from Turkey, he was telling me about something that's going on with him, and he said, he kept saying, because he didn't understand English, he was saying patience, and he knew that very clear. He said patience, Donna, patience. That's so
thank you for the validation.
Yes.
Okay. All right, Donna. We got to move on.
Okay.
Let us know.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you
let
so
us
much.
Know,
I sure will.
Know.
I will let you know. Thank you.
You're welcome. And have
you're
a
welcome.
Beautiful week, young lady. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Nina.
I said you're welcome, Donna, and have a wonderful week.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Okay, you're listening to Sunday Psychic Readings with Linus and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number is 646-727-2914. Be sure and push 1 to get in the queue. Today is 11-11-11, so let us tell you something good or what's going on in your life. Okay, area code 509. You're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, Miss Linus. This is Erica.
Hi, Erica. Oh. How you doing, young lady?
Hi. I'm pretty good. I just came across an opportunity to become a juvenile corrections officer. I almost forgot the name.
Okay.
And I had the interview, and I also got contacted by USCIS Immigration. They want me to do the fingerprint. And that one is more like an on-call during the day, and the other, the juvenile corrections, is a night shift job. So I was wondering, like, what you think my possibilities are of obtaining both, or, you know, or in how I can increase my chances of getting them.
The juvenile correction, yes. In fact, the universe, once you're being... That job came up because universe wants you to go there. That's where you need to be. The fingerprint, yeah, that's fine. If it's something you can do like part-time,
mm-hmm.
maybe during the day, you know, 20 hours a week or something like that, if you went for a second job, yes, you can do that. But the juvenile correction, there's something within your spirit that's going to connect with the children that you're going to be helping. I'm not getting the full picture, but I see the connection. It's almost like a magnet. You're being drawn there because you're going to help these children. Yeah, I mean, that's
yeah.
beautiful. God bless you. Lord knows we need to help our youth, that's for sure.
I feel it.
Whether
feel
they're
it.
Being challenged
like
or not, but the universe is pushing you that way. So, yes, you're going to get that job in juvenile correction. Yes, that's yours.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I
wow.
have no doubt about that. What about you, Miss Nina?
Yeah, that's something that's going to be yours, Erica. You will also get the opportunity to do the other job. Now it's going to be up to you whether you can handle doing both, because as you said, the other one is at night and that one is daytime. Now that's a lot of hours.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you are young and you could probably handle it. But just remember the things that you do to yourself now will reflect on you later in life, as I have found out where I pushed the envelope a little bit too hard.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just on, you know, whether you want to do it or whether you have the stamina to do it. I think
mm-hmm.
with the fingerprinting one, you will be able to pretty much make your own hours and not have to take everything that comes along. So they both could work out really well.
That's what
lady,
I saw too. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
She said that it was. She said it was a minimum of 2 hours per month. So it's really like super super slow, like on call. Basically, they just kind of want me in case they want to take a vacation or they're sick or whatever. And I
so
just
you'll
think
be a floater.
Government. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, the fingerprint
I,
is just float
mind.
As a floater. Yeah, like a
mm-hmm.
substitute teacher. Yep. Okay. That's fine. For the fingerprint, like Nina and I said,
yeah,
you know, if you can do both, God bless you.
I'm having enough rest. But the juvenile, there's something about it that I'm also like, wow, this is like, it just came out of nowhere. And I feel like I would be really good because of, I don't know, just the person that I am. I just think it would be a really good fit. And a start to my career to build something further. I don't know what, but whatever it is, I feel like this is an awesome start.
Yep.
Yeah.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Yeah.
You're
well,
right on point, and you're on your path. Yeah, but I'm feeling really good inside my body. That's why I said this juvenile corrections, you're being drawn there because within you, you're going to help a lot of children. Something about you. I don't know what it is. Only the angels probably can tell you right now. I can't. All I can do is I can feel it, like you're needed, you're wanted, your reflection. It'll just be so good with these kids. So maybe you give them a different perspective on how to look at certain things in life. That may be your gift. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Also, one of my buddies, her name is Denise, and she has this thing, like this weird relationship with the number 11. She says it always comes up, always, always, always. And she'll like message me too. She's in a university in Montana, a different state. But yeah, it's just like she'll tell me her little stories, and
okay.
I messaged her.
I'm gonna stop you right here. The number 11 is a sign of the angels. It's also part of the number 1, which is new beginnings. So angels and new beginnings is what the 11 stands for. So, it's always positive, the 11, always positive. Okay?
Yes, it is. So she's in a change for the better. That's what's going on. That's why she keeps seeing it. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, thank you.
You're most welcome, Erica. Thanks for calling, and let us know about your job. You're going to do good, though. You're going to do good.
Yep. Yeah. Have a good day.
Okay. Well, you have a wonderful week, young lady. Thanks for calling. Okay, area code 917. You're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this? 917, you're on the air. Hello, hello, hello. They must have stepped away. I'll go back. Probably stepped away from the phone. Okay, area code 559. You're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Marissa. Thank you for taking my call.
You're most welcome. Welcome to the show, Marissa. How are you today?
You. I'm okay, thank you. Yeah, my question is, I'm going to be 40 and on the 21st of this month. And
Happy birthday.
Thank you. I know, but it's daunting because I'll be 40 and I haven't been in a relationship for a very, very long time. So I'm wondering, do you see me being in a relationship soon?
Sure. You've been prepping for this relationship. It's your husband coming. Mm-hmm.
He is.
Been prepped. Don't worry about it because you're 40. You're at a wonderful age. Let me tell you, from 40 to 50, you're just, it's just beautiful. It's just beautiful because, you know, when you're 50, all the bullshit stops. So from 40 to 50, you're really seeing with wide open eyes, you know, the life around you. But you have a husband coming in. They're telling me you were being prepped. So this silent time, whatever, 3 to 5 years that it's been silent, is getting you ready for this husband that's coming. And
how soon?
I get the number 3. I'm going to take it as in 3 months.
Really?
In 3 months.
I'm hoping. I'm praying.
Yes, in 3 months.
Because I'm not seeing anybody or any, I'm not dating or anything like that. So I'm wondering how I meet him.
So after the new year.
That's what I got, too. I was just going to tell her around the 1st of January. That's what I got, too, Nina. We're on the same page.
Yep.
That's when I saw the guy, too. Yep.
What does he look like?
Oh, Lord. Okay, let me ask.
I'm going to ask you a question. Does it really matter?
Uh-huh. No, it doesn't really, but I just want to be on the lookout for him. Is he tall, short, big, thin?
If you put it that way, that's different. But what does he look like? Really? Yeah. Come on, people. does it really matter? Does it matter?
I'm not into the, no, no, absolutely not. I just want to be on the lookout for him.
Okay. All right.
He's Norwegian, I'm picking up. He's got a Norwegian background. I think that's his mom. I think his mom is Norwegian. Yeah. His mom is Norwegian. He's about two to three years older than you. I get Italian now. So his mom is Norwegian. His father is Italian.
Awesome.
Let's see.
All right.
Our dark hair. Yeah. He's got
dark hair. Yeah, he's Italian. Me too. That's why right away they said Norwegian, so, you know, like the blonde, blue eyes, yeah, fair skin. But then I see that he's darker, and so then they said, well, he's Italian, so he has the olive mixture too, which probably makes him a pretty good-looking guy.
He's got dark hair and dark hair, blue eyes.
I don't really care how his looks as long as Okay,
I hope you're writing this down. We're telling you what this guy looks like. Nina said dark hair with blue eyes.
Whoa, that's a look.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, like I said, I see Norwegian, mother Norwegian, father Italian. He's a good guy. He's a businessman. He's got a good job. They're showing me now his job where he's working at. He makes anywhere from $48 to $50 an hour.
What?
So he's got a really, really good job. He's never been married either. I don't see any children. And he's not involved. It just, it took a minute for him and you to get together. He was waiting for the universe, and you were too, and now the universe is going to bring you two together. So as Nina and I both have stated around the beginning of the year, I see you meeting him like in type of a school setting or a hub, like, I don't know, is he a professor? Wow. But I see like around college students where you meet him. I don't know if you're getting ready to take a class or something or what, but it's that environment. I'll just put it like that. It's the environment of college. So there.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe could be a professor. What are you picking up, Nina? Wow. Do you pick up that he's a professor? I feel like he's a teacher.
No, I'm not picking up that he's a professor. I'm picking up that he...
He's quite educated.
It's a coffee shop.
Yeah, because that's why I said, like, you know, where college students maybe would go to. Yeah, that's it, a coffee shop where maybe they study or have a cup of coffee or tea. Yep, that's it. So, like, if you were to walk into Starbucks, boom.
Oh, great.
He's there.
Okay, I go to Starbucks a whole lot. So I sure will be looking out for him. Oh, Lord, I'm so happy. Oh, this is finally
after the first of the year, so after New Year's, I'd say within that first week of New Year's is when you're going to run into him.
Amen.
So remember the looks that we gave you, and... I will tell you this, I'm really feeling strong. The angels are telling me this guy and you are going to get together and probably end up getting married, and you're going to get pregnant right away.
Yes, I want
a child. You'll get pregnant right away because he's ready too. That's what I'm saying. The universe is bringing you both together. It's time now, and he's ready to settle down, get married, and start having children, and so are you. So it's just like now you two are going to click. It wouldn't have happened before. So what you prayed for, the angels and God are bringing it to you.
Amen to that. I'm ready. I am so excited. Thank you so much, ladies. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're most welcome. Now, call us and let us know, you know, after the first of the year, we want to know about this guy.
Okay. Sure.
I already know he's a good guy, so I mean, you don't have to tell me that. But you know, the relationship. Yep. And remember, communication. Marissa, communication and understanding, very important, because I get this guy is quite intelligent. I think he might be a professor, but he's definitely quite intelligent. Yeah. You know, so don't play games. Be Marissa. Be for real.
Okay. Be authentic. Be for real. Yes. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Happy 11/11.
You too. Have a wonderful week.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Excuse me. Oh, my
God.
Are you okay? Nina, I got the coughing. I need to get some water. I'll let you take it from here. I got to get some water.
All right.
Let me put on.
All right, go and do that. Okay, we're going to go to our next caller, if you want to just hang on. And listen, everyone, our queue is very open. We have only one caller in the queue. So if you would like to call in, please do so. All right, next caller, area code 917. You're live on the air with Lennis and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Lisa.
Hi.
Good evening.
Hi. Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
How are you?
I want to say something. I want to move out of my apartment, and I saw something that I really like. Do you see anything going through for me?
Why am I seeing a staircase?
There's a staircase in that apartment that I like.
Okay. I'm seeing it. It's happening.
Okay.
Lisa, I see it. It's a nice place. You're going to love it there.
Okay.
Lennis, are you
What's
back?
What's wrong? Why are you saying like that? Okay.
Well, because someone else liked it too, and they went like right ahead of me, and
so
I don't know if it's still going to work out.
Why? Why don't you claim it?
Yeah.
Believe in yourself
because
and say that's my apartment.
Worried, like,
I'm going to get it, and I'm going to be living there.
Yeah, I'm like, oh my God, will I be like happy there? I still am happy here, but once I saw that other apartment, I was like, oh my God, this is like better than mine, you know? It's bad, but I feel bad saying that to this apartment, like you're bad, but you're not bad, but I'm just like, maybe I'm just ready to move on, you know?
Go do it. Nothing is stopping you but you.
And do you think the other people are, like, going to back out? Or they have to have an answer by Friday?
Well, then I think you better get your foot in the door before Friday.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
My foot in the
and
door.
And claim it.
So.
Don't just put it out there because somebody else is looking at it. You claim it and say, this is my apartment, and I'm going to be moving in there. You know, put it out there to the universe. Yeah, and will it. Will that I will be living here come December, period. Now what?
Yeah, now what?
Yeah. Man, congratulations.
Oh, and do you see me, like, changing jobs soon? I applied to 2 jobs. That I really like, and I'm wondering if you see me changing.
Well, you know what? We only have one other caller, but we have to take that other caller first.
Okay.
Call back.
Do that, and then come back to me. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We can do that. No problem. Hold on. Okay. Area code 559. You're on the air with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I just called and I didn't even press the 1 on to get in the queue. I'm just listening to the radio show.
Called. All right. Thank you, Marissa. I thought it looked familiar. Okay, let's go back now to Lisa. Okay, Lisa, go ahead with your second question.
I applied to 2 jobs, and I'm wondering if I will get a new job soon.
Okay.
Or which one of those do you see going through? Or
There's one that you like more than the other one. Am I right, Lisa?
Yeah.
Okay.
I get one that's a distance.
Yes, there's a distance, yes.
Okay, that's what I picked up. It's number one. I don't know what the second one is, but number one tells me the job that's a distance from you is available. What are you getting,
well,
Miss Nina?
They're both kind of distant, but yeah.
You know what? I'm not getting a clear picture on these at all. Other than there's one that you want more than the other one. That's the only thing I'm picking. That's the only thing I'm picking up, and yeah, they're telling me you have to go for it. Now I don't know what that means. What does that mean? Is it something you're not doing?
I can't hear you anymore. What did you say?
They're telling you that you need to go for it.
There we go.
Is there something you're not doing?
I need to go for it. No, I'm going for it.
Okay, well, that's all. Oh, man, am I getting a headache. Oh, Lennis, you're going to, I don't know what's going on, but I'm getting a really bad headache on the right side of my head.
What is that about?
Okay. I'm not. The only thing that I got, well, maybe the other job she shouldn't go for, the distance, whichever one is the furthest away from you, that's the one I got is the number one. The number one job. That's why I asked, was it distant? Yeah.
Oh, I think they're about the same, but I have to double check which is further. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, whatever one is further, that's the one I got as number one. So go for that one.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay?
Yeah.
All right, Lisa. Well, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
And we're wishing you the very best. We know one of them you're going to be working at shortly. So there you go.
Thank you. Appreciate it very much.
You're most welcome, young lady, and have a wonderful week. You're listening to Sunday Psychic Readings with Lennis and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number is 646-727-2914. Right now, the queue is open. If anybody wants to call, I would advise you to call in now. If not, we're going to be gone. So do call in. How about the chat room, Nina? That's where your headache's coming from. I just got it. God, to be more careful. Who's in the chat room?
There was Heather and there was an Ann in the chat room, and I think that's where it was coming from, was her. Not definitely not Heather. Heather would never give me a headache. Heather's my support. And Heather says hello. But yeah.
Hi, Heather. So glad to see you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Yes, and because when I went to the chat room, I got the forehead, so it was her.
Yeah.
Ann should ask a question. She's a very troubled person. In fact, she's toxic. That's why you got a headache. She needs to ask a question.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to believe anybody what they're saying. You got a little bit of an attitude, Ann. Come on.
Yeah. She did ask a question, Lennis, and she is gone now. I don't think she liked my answer, but that's okay. You know what? You don't have to like my answers. If you want things to change and you don't like the outcome of what we are saying, change the path you are on. That's all it takes to change what we are telling you. And that goes even if you do like what we are telling you. If you change your path, you are going to change the outcome of what we are saying to you. So, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. You don't like what we're saying, change the path you're on, and that won't happen. It's
you tell them Saturday night. Shit. You know, I got to tease you a little bit, made you laugh.
Yep.
Oh, that's funny.
Right. Ladies and gentlemen, you have the 1 minute warning. If we do not receive a phone call within that 1 minute's time, we are goodbye.
Yep, we're out of here. Ooh, and I fixed a good dinner today. Nina, I fixed spaghetti, steak, tossed green salad, and shrimp. Don't that sound good?
It does. We
yeah,
are having...
I felt like I deserved to spoil myself today. I deserved a treat.
Oh, yeah. My grandson brought home a great big pork roast from the restaurant he works at. And we are cooking that up with roasted potatoes, some asparagus, and a Caesar salad. So, and I made a strawberry rhubarb pie.
Oh, that sounds good. Oh, you guys are having a wonderful dinner, too. All right, now. Well, we've got a caller. Hey, area code 631. You're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, ladies. This is Nicole. I was just listening to the show, and I heard the one-minute warning, so I figured I'd call in.
Good idea.
That's fine. I got to say one thing before you start, Nicole. And Nina, I meant to say this at the beginning of the show. I don't know who was in the queue, but whoever, you know, people that called in, somebody has a hearing problem, and it's a clog in your ear. You just need to get some clothes or camphophonique and let it sit in your ear and then clean it out. Take a Q-tip or something and clean it out. But that came right up, right at the beginning of the show. So nobody said anything, but somebody got a hearing problem out there. So anyway, it's real simple. You don't need to go to the doctor for it. You can do it yourself. Okay. All right, Nicole, what's going on, young lady?
I just moved, and all the way up here, my car, you know, because of something that I didn't do, I didn't even check, you know, the maintenance of it, and it broke down. Do you see me being without a car for, you know, more than 3 months or maybe
less?
Well,
honey, join my club. Join my club, sister. Mine was in the shop for 6 weeks, $1,600 later.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
that's,
goodness.
That's about
amen
what I'm looking
to that.
At. Yeah.
I didn't expect that. I told my repair guy, my car for 10 years, Nicole, and I told him, this is the last time you seeing Sammy. I named it. I call it my little man.
Yeah, that's what I call it.
It's a little SUV. But I told him, you're not seeing him no more because I'm not putting no more money in it. That's it. So I guess it's time for me to get a new car, so... So anyway, you want to know if yours is gonna last or no? It's broke down.
I just moved up here and it's about to be winter time, so I'm just wondering, like maybe if you see a time frame of me getting my car back, or you know I'll be without it for a while.
Nicole, I'm seeing an alternator. Is that what happened? I don't know why, but I got alternator.
Actually, I'm going to get a second opinion because I'm not too sure about what the first people told me about, you know, they said it was a water pump, and he was saying that he was Googling things. I said, well, I could pay myself $50 to Google stuff, you know, like, I don't think that he really knew what he was doing with, you know, diagnosing my car. So I wanted to take it to get it a second opinion,
and do that.
Yeah.
Do that.
Okay.
Because I don't see it as being real serious, but I don't know why I got the alternator and maybe an oil change. Yeah, now
Nicole,
they're talking an alternator and an oil change. That shouldn't be that much.
Okay.
Go ahead, Nina.
Can I just interrupt for 1 minute? Nicole, is it still drivable? Is it still starting?
Yeah, it's still drivable and everything is, you know, it overheats. So, you know, I'm thinking, you know, something with the, whatever that has to do with it, you know, the radiator or something like that.
Okay, hang on. It is the thermostat.
Mm.
It's the thermostat. It needs to be changed.
Okay, so that's sounding way cheaper than what they were telling me. They were, you know, that's definitely more reasonable. They were telling me $2,000, and I'm like, oh my goodness, I just moved. I can't go with that, you know, that long without my car.
Yeah, go
no.
To, go to a, yeah, I'm seeing a smaller mechanic shop and get your second opinion because I'm picking up thermostat.
Okay, that'll be confident.
Thank you so much.
And they're
okay.
easy to,
yeah.
to replace, too.
Yeah, yeah. Okay,
okay,
definitely. All right. So that sounds way better. Thank you, ladies.
Yes, yes. Let us know. But, yeah,
okay.
That's the thermostats, so they're easy. They're not too bad. In fact, you can buy the part and take it to the guy. You know, like Nina said, get a second opinion. You can pick
right.
it up yourself, whatever you guys have, O'Reilly or whatever that's back there, and take it to him, and you're just paying for the labor for him to take the old one out and put the new one in, and it's done.
Okay, that's a, yeah, that sounds much more doable.
Yeah. All right.
Hey, thank
okay,
you so
Nicole.
Much.
Well, thanks for calling. Give the kids a hug and a kiss for me and Nina.
Okay, I will. I know you hear them.
Yeah,
thank you.
That's all right. That's all right. I love babies. I love children. Okay. Well, have a good week, young lady, and let us know.
You
okay?
too. Thank you. Thank you. Good night.
Okay. All righty. Well, there's
well,
no other calls in the
well,
yeah, I was going to say we could start. Yeah, that's fine with me.
Okay, well, you got 1 minute, ladies and gentlemen, and then we are out of here. And I'm just going to tell you now, have a wonderful week. Be kind to one another. A smile costs nothing, but it could change someone's life. Honestly, it makes all the difference in the world. I walk around when I'm in the mall or out in public, and I smile at people. And you know what? They smile back. And you can tell that they're happy that I smiled at them. So what does it cost you? Like, I had a little thing on my page today about a baby. He was probably 18 months old, 2 years old, somewhere around there. And his mom and dad told him that it was time to say bye-bye to the park. Well, that little boy went around and he hugged everybody he could see in that park. I'm sorry, I'm getting choked up about this. But you know what? It brought a smile to everybody.
Yes, it did.
Like, and they all hugged him back. Now,
they sure
we as
did.
Adults, we as adults would probably be shunned if we walked around and hugged somebody we didn't know. But damn it, a smile costs nothing. Even if you're feeling down, smile at a person that you see. Make that difference in that person's life for even that 1 second. And that's my
yeah.
soapbox for today.
All right. Now, don't forget to tune in tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. You know, that's our quick show for an hour. But do call in tomorrow night at 6. And I think we're just going to call it evening. Did Heather have any questions for us or anything? No? Okay.
She didn't. No, everything's
okay.
cool on that side of the board, so we're cool to go. Good night, ladies
okay.
and gentlemen. I hope so. Please tune in tomorrow night and check us out. Listen to one of our previous broadcasts or today's broadcast for that matter, and have a blessed week.
Amen. Thank you, Nina. And again, we thank everybody for joining us around the world in the chat room and on the phone. And don't forget, y'all, I will be posting this prayer just shortly, this financial prayer, 3 times, either in the morning, noon, or at night, up to you. Okay? And have a good one, and we'll see you tomorrow night. And if no one's told you they love you today, well, me and Miss Nina do. And we love you too, Heather. Thank you. Uh-oh. What? You want me to take it? You want to do it?
No, I said
we
good
can.
Night, Dennis. Good. No. Good night.
Oh, okay. All right. 425, call us back tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. And we'll be more than glad to answer that question for you. All right, see you, Nina, tomorrow night, and have a good one, young lady. Okay.
myself.